From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Dugout Podcast. We're going to get into the outfield. Next week's episode, we're also going to round up spring training predictions episode, so be on the lookout for that. BleedBlueShow.com is our website, audio archive episodes, iTunes, Podcast Republic. Tune in, Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify for the millennials. You know, it's really, really a hard time of the year. I've said this for several years on this podcast. You may have heard, Chris may have uttered these words too, but I know it's baseball season, or baseball season is right around the corner. Spring training is right, you know, in the midst of the ongoing games down in Florida, Arizona, for the Cactus League, so on and so forth. But it is really, really hard to come on to do these episodes knowing that all these influx of college basketball games just left and right. Good games tonight, man. Just tuning in. I was watching Kent State versus Eastern Michigan. I was watching Georgia Southern versus Louisiana. Gonzaga game versus San Francisco. I mean, there's a whole bunch of college basketball games that let everybody know that tournament season is right around the corner. But that means also the baseball season is right around the corner, too, with the our Yankees and the rest of Major League Baseball. The last time we done this episode, about 2 weeks ago, we were focused on the infield. We'll go ahead and check out that episode of what the stakeholders have said on that episode with the infield. But this episode, focusing on the outfield, and we don't know. We have a lot of question marks going on to the outfield for 2020 because of the injuries. It seems like this is 2019 all over again and then some. This is a nightmare, man. Rounding out as far as the outfield, the depth, you know, you have Brett Gardner, the unheralded, I guess you could say the longest tenured Yankee on the roster. You go to Brett Gardner, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, Aaron Hicks. I mean, these are guys on the roster, injury or not. And of course, Mike Tauchman, and then, of course, you throw in Tyler Wade. You might even have to throw in an Andujar as a plug-in or a fill-in. But half the roster in the outfield is banged up, man. What is going on with the Yankees? What could we expect out of 2020 if we can never get all of our guys healthy at the same time? That's a huge concern. We kind of got away with it a little bit last year because we were so next man up-ish last year with the guys coming up and filling in, being productive. Are we going to last another 2020 with guys on the injury list, especially the top guys on the team that we're actually expecting production from? Yankee baseball this past week, we'll talk about that a little bit later. As far as the games they had just played, they lost to the Phillies earlier today. And then the Braves, they did beat the Braves 1-0 on Sunday, the Pirate game. But the Yankees in the outfield, this is really alarming. A lot of fans, including myself, with Giancarlo Stanton, are getting very impatient with his availability. The fact that he is nicked up again during the spring training season is another utter disappointment. Aaron Judge, which thought he was going to be able to be ready by the start of the opening day, looks like that's going to be pushed back with his injury. So the question is what is going on with those two particular Yankees that they can't seem to stay healthy, or where is the misdiagnostic, or where is the communication between player and the injury, and making sure that it's being taken care of? I think Yankee fans, more so myself, for me, I think this goes for most Yankee fans, Aaron Judge in particular. Aaron Judge, not only with his offense, when he's on, you know, we've seen his his projection as far as how great of an offensive player he can be when he's healthy and when he's locked in. We've seen that a couple of years ago when he came onto the scene. But Aaron Judge, not only offensively, we already know, is a hell of a baseball player, but defensively, that weapon we talked about it over the last several years out in right field and playing baseball to, you know, down the line and playing the corners very well because he has a cannon of an arm to second base. Now, if you're going into the season without that, that's a hit to the Yankees, man. I mean, because that is a weapon in the outfield that we definitely need to prevent long singles into doubles. And if he's not available, then that causes for great concern, not just because of your offensive prowess, but also defensively what he brings to the table. So Aaron Judge is hurt. Giancarlo Stanton, who knows when he's going to come back. And a lot of Yankee fans feel that he's pretty much on the Jacoby Ellsbury tip. Signed for all that money, can't get it back because in baseball, money's guaranteed. Can't do nothing about that. He's getting nicked up, like he got nicked up barely, it seems, last year and was out the entire season until he came back later in the year. Giancarlo Stanton has got to find a way to stay healthy, and the Yankees organization, the training staff, have got to find ways to get him upstarted, man. Not to say they have to rush him, but they got to get him healthy, man. They need everybody. It's not just Stanton and Judge. It's everybody that needs to play a role as far as their health. I mean, it's hard to even evaluate Stanton if you can't even get on the field for spring training. You want to see his swing. You want to see how he goes up against right-handed pitching, laying off certain pitches like sliders. You can't even evaluate this guy because the guy is always hurt. And then in the Aaron Judge situation, you know, coming, you want to see him get back. Just the fact that offensively get into the tune, because normally we see him in that number two hole a lot of the time last year. It just sucks the fact that your corner outfielders, your cornerstone outfielders are banged up the way they are and can't get on the field because of the health. It really, really does suck. So what does it spell for everybody else? We already know Hicks has been injured. You know, he's going to be out for a while. And what does that say for everybody else? Like, Gardner's the oldest outfielder you know, he's the oldest guy out there. Who knows how long? I mean, he's always been in good shape. So, I think it goes without saying that Yankee fans are comfortable with Brett Gardner, but he's another year older. Like, you never know what could happen, man, as far as Brett Gardner going down. It's possible. He's up there in age. I mean, what is he, like 36? Like 36, he's up there. He's in his mid-30s, going up between mid-30s and going on 40s, you know. So Brett Gardner and his health, it could come up at any time, man. We don't talk about Mike Tomlin, how well he was playing before he got injured last year, and he's coming off an injury, so you know you're going to get him to see a lot of at-bats, a lot of playing time, a lot of, just getting acclimated back into the swing of things, but to throw him into the mix as far as, hey, man, you may need to be the guy. I mean, fitting in, I mean, you think the infield as far as batting is going to carry the team. We talked about that 2 weeks ago. But Togman, man, I mean, does he feel like he needs to have the pressure to deliver big numbers? I mean, that goes without saying. It goes without saying. And I really believe that these guys have a lot of it's a lot of question marks in this outfield right now. It really, really is. Very, very disappointed that a lot of these guys are banged up with Stanton and Judge in particular. And then if you want to go into the Hicks situation, similar things. I will get to I'll get a little bit more to Brett Gardner because I thought he was playing very, very well at the second half. I think more so August. Late July and August, he was really, really swinging the bat very well. I expect him to get off to a slow start, batting wise, that's kind of what he has been majority of his career. That's what he is. But he really got hot last year, and he really carried some of those Yankee games later in the summer in 2019. We'll see what he got in 2020 for sure, man. Talking Yankees outfield, we got Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, Tauchman, Clint Frazier. If he brings anything, are the Yankees confident in him? The injured Aaron Hicks as well. Jimmy at Canes Eagles One, what's up, bro? Talking outfield tonight, what are your thoughts on the injury situation with the outfield? What about Judge and Stanton? What about Gardner? What about Wade or possibly Andujar out there? Try to fit them in the lineup somewhere. What's your thoughts on that? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm glad to be on, and my thoughts. It's just crazy, especially with Aaron Judge. Like, we thought this was all done with. You know, like he had all this time to get this taken care of, and then all of a sudden, like, he has this mysterious pop, like, and then, like, he's gonna be out a while. It's crazy. Like, why didn't he know about this during the off season and get it taken care of, man? It's just nuts. I mean, I hope it's not a season ending thing, man. Because, like, we can't lose Judge for a whole year, man. You know, we need him. He's a force, you know. So, I'm not saying he is out for the. Well, I'm just saying if he is, you know, that means like all the other guys, like, you know, Stan would have to step up, and Gardner would have to step up. So let's hope we don't have to rely on that, man. And as far as all the other guys on the outfield, you know, I think we have a pretty deep group. I mean, I'm really looking to see what Frazier can do, what Clint Frazier can do. I mean, he looked really good in the spring, and so is Tyler Wade. So I mean, we'll see, man.
So what do you think? What happened with Judge? As far as where was the miscommunication in your opinion with Judge letting the training staff know or the doctors? How does this happen?
I don't know. I'm wondering the same thing too, man. I think Judge himself probably thought that, you know. He probably thought to himself, like, okay, I got a little discomfort. He probably thought I'm gonna get through it myself, and he probably thought it would be healed by now. And but then, I guess it was more on his part. You know, he didn't see how serious it was until it was too late, man. That's what I think.
Okay, I mean, I really find this really mind blowing that the Yankees find themselves in this position, because normally they don't handle things this poorly from either side, player to team staff, to let the status of a player his health. They usually are really good with these things. So when this things happen, it kind of catches most Yankee fans by surprise. I was checking out. Shout outs to Greg. At Coach GSM, a stakeholder of the podcast here, the Bleed Blue Show. Bronze Bomber News and Podcast, this is episode 134. I was checking that out the other day when it was up and available. And Greg kind of went into it as far as the injury. You know, his points was saying that the Yankees staff seems more inept, that the Judge injury, the shoulder injury, to a fracture, and he might be out till June. And Greg says he has no faith in the staff. And if you listen to him on his podcast, he said that he has no faith in the Yankee staff. And, like, it's the misdiagnostics that, he kind of recommends the Yankee players get exit exams, which I thought they already were. If they're not, then I'm surprised they haven't. But because if you're a player, Jimmy, and you're not you may go through your exit interviews, but I would have thought they would have gone through like some sort of exit health assessment, like a last quick check physical or whatever on your way out, especially if you're a player who's going to be on the team next year. I thought they would have been on that, but maybe there's some things that the Yankees may need to do, Jimmy, going into, I mean, just to, if they're not doing it already, I'm just assuming that they're not, but if the Yankees are not already checking players when they're going into, leaving the season and going into next season, because they got to, so these things have got to be caught. I mean, these guys are getting paid a lot of money or looking to be paid a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, that's crazy. I definitely agree with that. They have to, they got to do something, because like we can't have all these guys getting down, you know, this early. You know, it's only spring training. We're not supposed to have guys going down now. You know, it's pretty ridiculous to me, man. I thought this was all gonna be done, man.
I don't know if they should it be an ongoing thing. What I say by that is they won the division pretty easily last year. I don't take anything for granted. I don't think the competition is as even good. I mean, Tampa Bay to me is the threat within the division. And if the Yankees are too injured, especially within the outfield and the pitching as well, I don't think this is going to be a runaway like I think a lot of Yankee fans think or believe. We talk about Brett Gardner. Let me ask you this. I'll even ask you like this. Brett Gardner, you're confident in him in terms of when it comes to his availability, correct? Like, you're not worried about him getting injured or missing significant time, right?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, Brett Gardner's been the healthiest on the team as far as everybody, and he plays well, and I'm really confident in him, and the only guy we'll have to worry about now is I know he's not on outfield, but the only guy we'll have to worry about now is Gary Sanchez, how he does. You know, if he can stay healthy, we got a good thing going.
Yeah, we talked about that last week with the catchers. 2 weeks ago with the catchers, but with the Yankees, I would think with Stanton out, Judge out, it's probably going to be Brett Gardner in center, and there's going to probably be Mike Tauchman in left field, maybe Wade in right field, or Frazier in right field, or maybe Frazier in left field. So you have options. It's just not your premium option, especially with Judge defensively in right field. How do you feel about Tauchman? I mean, I saw him the other day versus the Braves. He had went 0-for-3. He had the strikeout. But what are the things you want to see out of Tauchman? You know, besides getting his groove in, you know, as far as getting acclimated, because it looked like he's going to put on a big role. What's your thoughts on Tauchman?
Tauchman, I just want to see him. I just want to see him improve on his game. I mean, as far as we know, it's the spring, and you know, spring training doesn't really tell us a lot as far as what players are going to look like. But I mean, I'm really impressed with Tauchman. You know, he's been there a little this year, and you know, even last year when he played a role last year in in the outfield. So I would expect him to grow and be even better, man.
Now, it's not a concern for you that, I mean, I think up until this point, he's only had one hit out of, 20 at-bats. I mean, it started off slow. But, it's only spring training. You want to take it with a grain of salt. But how quickly do you want to see Tauchman get this thing together heading into the season? Or you're not necessarily concerned batting wise with Tauchman as he's getting back into the flow of things? What's your thoughts on that offensively with him?
I'm not really concerned. I mean, I think you know, he'll get it together in a couple, you know, I'd say he'll get it together in a couple of spring training games, and it's gonna carry over into opening day. I'm really confident and hoping for that, because having his outfield skills and having his bat skills is a good plus to have. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay, I hope it's because I remember he got hurt last year. He had the calf issue. And I think he was trying to come back for the playoffs. And, cause, you know, the roster was pretty much jam-packed. So his playing times and playing options is going to be limited. But he's going to have a lot of chances early on this season, starting it with the season opener at Baltimore in a couple of weeks, that, you know, he's got to get his swing down. Okay, I thought he was playing very well in 2019, when he had several home runs, about 13, 14 home runs at the time, and he was actually playing very, very well. Now, Brett Gardner, I don't know, man. Every time when I count him out, Jimmy, he seems to, you know, say, prove me wrong. You know, he brought a lot of power, especially home run wise, last year. I'm going to still count him out. I'm going to be like, that Brett Gardner version we saw last year with the home runs and, you know, the slugging, I think it takes a step back. What about you? What's your thoughts about him offensively this year?
I think he's gonna keep it going. Honestly, I mean, he's that kind of he's that kind of player where once he's hot, you know, and you know, that's what I like about Brett Gardner is that he's a two way player. He could do both. I mean, he could hit the ball very well and he could slug very well. And you don't have a lot of guys you could say that about. You know, most guys it's either you could do one thing good or the other thing good, but to have a guy that could do both is pretty good. So I expect him to start right where he left off, and that's the bright card they're all hoping to see, because it's pretty awesome.
All right. I'm going to read off what Suzanne had said about this Outfielders episode. Suzanne, I'm not a fan of Clint Frazier. I am a fan of Miguel Andujar and want him to be successful. Here's my outfield until Judge returns. Tauchman, Gardner, Andujar/Frazier platoon. Nothing is a guaranteed. If you can't field, you're out, next man up. So she's saying her lineup in the outfield, her outfielder, until Judge, you know, we already know Judge is in right field. Tauchman is going to be in right field. Gardner is probably in center. Left field is going to be a slice between Andujar and Frazier. Let me ask you this. Are you rather see Andujar in left field on days when Frazier's not playing, or you rather see Wade out there in left field knowing that Wade's more experienced, or you rather have Andujar because you know that he probably has the better bat? Or considering all things, like, let's say Andujar's fielding in the left field is not the same or similar to what Wade is in the outfield. What's your thoughts on that? You rather have the offense, or you rather go for the defense in the outfield, and why?
I'd rather have the offense in that case, because Andujar is really good with the bat, you know, and when we need a clutch hit, especially late in the game, he's come through. Because you know, I think the rest of the defense, you know, the rest of the other defense will come through. So I mean, it depends really on the game situation. You know, if it's late in the game, like seventh, eighth inning, you know, Andujar is the guy, in my opinion, that can he can come up there and make a clutch hit. So you know, that's what I think about that.
But here's the situation I think about. If the Yankees – okay, I can see situations where if the Yankees are up and they need to lock in the game defensively, they may sub in Andujar out of left field if he's playing left field on a night, let's say Frazier's not playing. Consider all things equals, I think he could be the DH. I mean, looking at the guys right now who's hurt, thank goodness for the depth that, okay, Frazier in left field, right field, Tauchman, or however you want to split it between those two. Then you have Gardner at center. Then you can always have Andujar DH'ing, so you always can have that option on most days. But I was saying, if Frazier is out or Tauchman is out and Andujar's in there, if they're up in the game, you can always have Wade sub in. I mean, you have that kind of option going as well. What about – are you? How do you feel about Clint Frazier? Suzanne's not really optimistic on Frazier. I'm actually – I always was a Frazier fan. I know he hasn't showed much. He shows a little flashes here and there, but what's your thoughts on Clint Frazier?
Yeah, well, I mean Clint Frazier. I mean, yeah, he has his ups and downs like any other player, but his ups are really nice. I mean, he could play defense really well, and he can hit home run, you know, base hits when he has to. So, again, he's a good bat, and he's a good defensive player. So, you know, I think Clint Frazier is really gonna mature and be a much better player. I think we're gonna see a lot of Clint Frazier because, I mean, one of the things I like about him is he's really young. He's really young for the most part, and you know, he's got a lot of speed. You know, when you need a lot of speed in the outfield, so that's what Clint Frazier brings to the table. And, you know, if he can stay healthy, I think we're going to see a lot out of Clint Frazier.
Right on. You have any questions for me, Jimmy? Because I think we kind of see things similar. Suzanne's thoughts as far as the outfield, Greg. His sentiments from his episode on episode 134 of Bronx Bomber News and Podcast. Any questions for me, Jimmy, before we move on and get some final thoughts?
No, man. I'm pretty good. You're doing a great job, man.
Okay, man. Thank you. Final thoughts from you then on the outfield. Next week, we'll have season predictions before we go into the regular season. But final thoughts for you, Jimmy, on, you know, the outfield situation right now, currently in spring training.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Well, like I said, time and time again. I mean, it's only spring training. You can't really. You can't really say if it's good or bad, but all we can hope for now is my final thoughts are easy. No more injuries, man. We can't have any other guys go down. So let's just wish everybody, you know, health for the rest of spring training and and beyond, and let's see how it goes. But I think we're gonna have a really, really deep outfield come opening day, man, and I'm just excited that baseball's back, man. Go Yanks.
All right. Shout out to Jimmy, man. Thank you. My final thoughts. I mean, it's really no more complicated than, or putting it the way Jimmy said it. I can't believe we're even talking about injuries the way we are, because we thought we were past this. But we've been battle tested before. We will go into this season again, banged up. But we do have the depth. We do have the guys who've been there for a couple, you know, several years, and of course, Brett Gardner's been there the longest. But when guys get back, we got to see a rhythm. And I mean, this is the time for 2020 to get a ring. There's too many years, or I would say too many years, but it seems like year by year, there's always something to happen where things should have gone a certain way with this baseball team. Some foreseen with cheating, some with injuries, better squads, whatever. We have got to find a way to cash in for 2020. For Jimmy, myself, LeeBlueShow.com is our website, audio archive, episodes. You know, Jimmy, we'll be back on next week. We're going to get the rest of the roster, season predictions. Get ready for Baltimore, man. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen. LeeBlue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.